The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So good day, everyone, and welcome to our sitting, weekday sitting here at Redwood City, California, here at this earth. And as introduction to the theme today of kind of final talk on the Second Noble Truth, I want to mention that what we do with our mind sometimes is influenced by the metaphors we use. So, for example, I have a tendency to use the word deep, deepening, in reference to meditation. Meditation can go deep. I had a very deep meditation, for example. Some people might refer to the same thing as by metaphors of height, of higher states of consciousness, for example. Maybe I like deep because I associate it with having the roots deeply embedded in the earth. And But awareness is neither high or deep or shallow. Awareness in and of itself just is. We also use the metaphors of movement for awareness of the mind. My mind wandered off, and then we bring it back. Or we direct our mind, or place your mind on your breathing, or these kinds of metaphors of movement. But the mind doesn't ever move anywhere. It's always in the same place. There's a certain way in which then we believe the metaphors. The metaphors then are useful, but then the metaphors can then also influence how we think about the mind and limit our experience of the mind and what's possible. And so when sitting in meditation sometimes, it's useful to let go of all the metaphors that we use for the nature of awareness, for what the mind is, and to appreciate that in the freedom of the mind doesn't move. It doesn't lean forward, even though it might feel sometimes that we're reaching out for something or pulling back from something. That might be very subtle movements of the muscles in the body. The awareness, the simplest form of knowing itself, doesn't move at all. And it's a kind of lack of movement that maybe is inspiring when it's the clear, really clear, unmoving air. Like in the early morning, maybe over a very still lake, mountain lake, and the air around is just completely still and, you know, kind of full of potential and kind of alive in a certain way, but there's no movement in the air. The mind is can have this vitality in its non-moving nature. It's not frozen or limited, or it's more unlimited. So to sit physically upright as a metaphor for the mind, where we sit upright and we don't lean towards something, we don't collapse, we don't lean away from anything, we're not trying to get anything, we're not trying to resist anything, but rather just sitting, you know, upright, just present in a dignified, clear way, without being for or against anything. It's what the body can do in meditation. And as the body is, so it's pointing to the possibility of the mind also. Have a certain kind of vibrant stillness where the mind doesn't give in to the desires or the leaning into the future, or the mind doesn't give in to pulling back or resisting. The mind just is. Awareness just is. If anything, awareness is and has more of a receptive feeling than it does an active going out or pulling away kind of experience. So with that as an introduction, if this makes sense to you, and if it doesn't, just you don't have to worry about it. It's taking a posture, and it can be any posture that works for you, but either literally because you're sitting upright, or metaphorically, figuratively, that you are taking a posture where you can be kind of psychologically or spiritually upright, where there's a kind of little bit of strength in the body or intentionality, like, yes, I'm taking this posture. Yes, this is the posture for meditation. And this yes to this uprightness that feels itself connected, maybe even rooted, to the place in which you're meditating. Feeling rooted, your bottom against your seat, if you're sitting in a chair or a cushion. If your feet are touching the floor, feeling the contact, clear, definitive contact of the feet here, and then rising up or coming out of this place of contact with what supports the weight of the body, a clarity of presence. Yes, here the body is. Perhaps it's helpful, especially if you're sitting upright, to open up space between the last vertebrae of the spine and the skull. And to open that space by lifting the back of the head ever so slightly up and tucking the chin down and back. And then below that openness, feeling the spine, the back rib cage, feeling the spine all the way down to the lower spine and down to the sitting bones. And there might be some movement, vibration, teeny bit of swaying in the body. That's okay. But in addition, you might feel the inner stillness of the body that's also there. And in that, with that stillness as a reference point, ever so slightly adjust your posture so that you have a feeling of being balanced, not leaning forward, not leaning back. Not leaning into the world, not pulling back from it. Just here. And then if you feel the body's experience of breathing, relaxing with the exhale. And there's also an art of relaxing as you inhale, especially at the beginning of the inhale. Relaxing into the inhale, allowing it to happen. And feeling the movements of the rib cage as you breathe, front rib cage and back. Maybe the movement of the belly. And while the breathing, the experience of breathing is often one of movement, there might also be in the middle of that movement of breathing, middle of the body, also a stillness, something which doesn't move. Movement and non-movement together. Non-movement that maybe even highlights the movement. Movement that highlights the non-movement. Also, as you exhale, relaxing the thinking muscle. Maybe kind of relaxing that's also an opening up more fully to the experience of breathing. And then see if you can feel or sense whatever stillness there might be in the mind, even if there are thoughts and activities of the mind, perhaps also within it. There's also a place where the mind is rooted, upright, still, not leaning forward or leaning back. Not going out, not pulling back. When the mind so-called wanders off, no need to bring the mind back. Just open up to the awareness that's already present to receive again the breathing. No need to direct the mind or move the mind back to the breathing. Open the mind to receive the experience of breathing again. And in so doing, letting the mind be still, a certain kind of vibrant stillness where the mind does not reach forward to want something. Pull back to avoid anything. Where knowing just knows. Awareness is just aware. Where the mind just is, allowing all things to happen within it. But the mind itself doesn't have to move. Maybe it's a little bit like there can be waves on the surface of the ocean, but the ocean floor is still, quiet, peaceful. In a sense, the ocean floor holds and allows for the movements of the waves, but the ocean floor doesn't move because of it. And whenever you notice your mind moving, going towards or away from anything, it's okay, but use that as an occasion to relax, to open, to allow the mind to rest in an open stillness, an open awareness. That receives or allows experience to appear. If you notice the mind is moving, moving towards, holding on to thoughts, pulling away. See if you can let the mind, the awareness, be at rest, relaxing the moving muscle. So there's nothing you have to accomplish or do except to allow the natural awareness of the mind to know and experience this moment, what's really happening in the obvious and simple ways of now. We talk about the past, the present, and the future. The present never moves. The present moment is never going anywhere or coming from anywhere. This present moment is unmoving. Timeless present. That's coterminous with the mind, with awareness. The mind also doesn't have to move. As the present moment just is, so can the mind be. one of the things that gets the mind to move is pleasure and pain in the body or anywhere in the senses. If there's pleasure or pain, that's what your mind is reacting to. For the last few minutes here, perhaps you can just let the mind be still and quiet, receptive, allowing, without moving towards or away. Something that causes the mind to move or get agitated is wanting something to be a certain way or wanting something not to be a certain way. And if you find yourself that way doing that, it's okay. But see if you can rest back in the quiet, still awareness that also is here at the same time. The unmoving mind that's also here. And allow yourself to rest there. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, often we live our lives, our mind is active on the surface of things, the surface of the mind. The ability to sit quietly, calmly, and tap into the stillness of the mind, stillness of the heart, which is part of the fullness of the heart, fullness of the mind, gives us the opportunity to meet the world and respond to the world from the depths of our mind, depths of our heart, the place where there is tender care, the place where there's feeling with the world. And may whatever connection you have with yourself, your deeper connection to stillness, calm, a sense of freedom. May it be as you go about your day today that you stay close to that, return to that, so that can be the source of how you care for the world, how you make the world a better place for a few other people today. Maybe in simple ways you can be kinder, listen better, be a little more generous in your attention, your smiles, your care. May it be that our meditation today serves the welfare and happiness of beings everywhere. May our goodness spread outwards across the world.